Good afternoon. Welcome to Signs and Seasons. This is Minister Gabriel Emlak with my co-host, Sister Samara Baruti, on this 25th day of June. And we're moving into the Welcome to Signs and Seasons again. We're moving into the Cancer energy and the global. We're going to talk a little about the global blessing of the moon in general. But of course, because it rules Cancer, we're going to go into some depth. Good afternoon, Sister Samara.
Good afternoon, Minister Black. How are you today?
Oh, I'm real good. I'm real good. I'm enthused, let's say, with the opportunity to share this information. On the Cancer lesson, we're going to deal with in the first part of the session. We're dealing with moon, also under moon phases and personality types. There are 8 moon phases, 8 personality types, generally speaking. And then in the second part of the program, we're going to talk about, with Sister Samara, the metaphysics of healing, dealing with the underlying laws and principles that promote health and healing. One of the things I want to bring to your attention first off is the global blessing of the energy of Cancer. As we move through each sign of the zodiac, we are under the governorship, the rulership. We're in the environment, the atmosphere of a particular sign, constellation. And so the global lesson of the month of Cancer, during the month of Cancer, for us as a global family, is to understand how to deal with our feelings. We're in a society, we can even say global, that has encouraged us to ignore our feeling nature. Einstein reminds us that the feeling nature, the intuition, is actually more powerful, more vital than the intellect, because our feelings are our antenna. And we're so bombarded with noise and distractions that we have been conditioned to shut our feeling nature down to a certain extent. And it comes out in all kinds of unproductive, unhealthy ways, these stuffed feelings. And so we want you this month to understand what the feeling nature actually represents. I feel, I tune in, I should be tuning in. So the Monday, for example, the first day of the new week, there's a great emphasis placed by those who know the power of our feeling and importance of our feelings. That's why we have what we call Blue Monday, because Monday, under the power of the moon, actually activates those feelings. And so, interesting, unresolved feelings, unresolved memories from the past that we may not be thinking about on a conscious level, but they're playing like you have. Someone was telling me a few weeks ago, it might have been Doug, that my computer was moving slow because there were a lot of programs playing in the startup mode that I wasn't using. And that's exactly what's happening to us. We have all of these feelings underneath our consciousness, our subconscious mind, our conscious mind, rather. You may also want to know that the most heart attacks statistically occur in the United States on Monday morning. And so, well, Monday morning, and also, of course, Thanksgiving, when we celebrate Thanksgiving by stuffing ourselves and we paralyze our heart. But other than that, most of the heart attacks Monday morning, because of the sensitive lunar energy is triggered, aside from other things we have associated with getting up, going back to a job that we really can't stand. So, all of this month, we're going to be talking about different aspects of the moon and doing our best to heal and begin to have more respect for the lunar energies. And so, this month, once again, we're learning the key word for Cancer is I feel. And, of course, we might remember that there are which may be Sister Samar will deal with today too, some of the energy to deal with cancer and lupus and MS that also are triggered by stuffed, stored emotions. We have eight phases of the moon. And each one of us is, of course, born under one of those phases. As we mentioned last week, we have the new moon. So we're going to give you the phase that it's under. We're going to give you the seasonal festival. And we're going to give you the key word of that particular phase. And the wonderful thing about the program here on BBS is we have a wonderful, clear, well-kept archive so that you may go in and study the program over and over and over again. So the new moon now, the first phase, deals with the symbol is the winter solstice, the seasonal festival. The key word for the new moon, new beginnings. And so we find new moon types, and what you want to, what would be very helpful if you can take the time to find out when you were born, what phase you were born under, which is not difficult to find. That's something that we also do when we do our astrology charts. And so if you remember to jot the number down, give us a ring, and we can work with you on helping you get more clarity on your phase of the moon and how the phase of the moon that you're born under conditions your personality. Because the moon, as we know, actually reflects the light of the sun, and so the moon reflects the light of our inner self. So in this phase of the moon, those people who are born in the new moon phase, as I mentioned before, the world is ours. You want to make our mark on it. And we tend to be, new moon types tend to be subjective. When it's taken to extreme, even self-centered in their approach to things. They feel that the rules other people make are not for them. So we have a tendency to make our own rules appropriate to the present moment. You may question why it needs to be done in a certain way, and you're generally not satisfied with the answer. That is how it's always been done. You will probably be able to identify your personality, your moon phase, by the descriptions that they give of that we give today, rather, of that particular phase. And so the key word then, winter solstice, and the key word rather is beginnings. And interestingly, from an astrological point of view, we also remember that, or we also come to understand that the new moon in any particular month, however it's aspected, then by other planets, how other energies affected, that particular energy will have its say-so, its express itself for the rest of the month. You might also need to remember and begin to become more aware of, you can get this all over the internet, indications of when the moon, whatever phase we're in. And so you can go and say, okay, this week we're in the phase of the new moon, almanac, whatever, and follow the whatever it is that you have initiated under that new moon phase, and see how that plant develops as you go through that particular, the seed you planted goes through that particular month. And so if you're, for example, starting a new business, an excellent time to start an activity is with the new moon. Of course, life goes on, and we can't always, you know, get there to plan that we would like to, or start our activity at that particular time, but if you can. So the new moon, so if you're starting a new business, a new venture, a new study program, a new exercise program, it would be great if you could do it on the new moon. I know for those of you who are Muslims, we know that, you know, the Ramadan starts with the new moon, and there are other high holy holidays that start with the phase of the moon. And of course, the almanac tells you about planting and things of that nature. So what deal, you know, as above, so below, as within, so without. And so just as we plant, cut hair, different things like that on the phase of the moon, grow hair, we can also plant phase of other aspects of our life with the new moon. So this phase, once again, represents the beginning of the planting cycle. When the seed sends, whatever seed we're planting, you see? Because our vision, our thoughts, we often don't remember that whatever thoughts that we are thinking, when we initiate them, when we dwell on them, we're planting them in the mind stuff. Mind stuff is the soil in which we plant our thoughts and our emotions, as real as the earth. The same energy that nurtures and encourages the development of seeds in the ground, or the seeds in our mental, that we plant our mental ideas in. And so all we have to do is think of what we're trying to bring about, and look at the phase in which we're doing it in, the phase of the moon, and we'll see the effects that it will have. You want something new to begin, you want something to dissipate, then you do that when the moon is in this waning phase. Okay. The crescent moon is the moon is waxing, increasing in light. And it's halfway between the new and first quarter moon. So we have the new moon then, and then we're going to move back, let me back up a little to the first quarter. So in the first quarter, the moon is waxing, and it's 90 degrees away from the sun, like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And this represents the time in the planting of a cycle, when the organism puts on its leaves and branches. So continuously work with the lower correspondence and see how this then, you had an idea at the new moon, and when the new moon came in, then when we moved into the first quarter, then that idea began to go through a building. You're building a new structure. You're building a whole new edifice. And you'll be amazed at how, if you watch animals, such fantastic creatures in tune, and watch how they build and the phases, how they respect the phases. And so the second then, so then now we've gone from the new moon phase, okay, now we're going to the crescent moon, and the crescent moon is Candlemas. Initiative. You got the idea to begin a project. But then with the crescent moon, you took the initiative to actually start it going, to actually plant the seed. And that's associated with Christmas mass. Okay? Interesting when you look at that, because when we move through the Christmas season, however you celebrate or observe that, then we find light beginning to ascend, okay, after the solstice, okay? All right, so now here we go. So now you're in the crescent moon phase, and so you're going to move from the crescent moon phase. Okay, so during this phase, you might decide that you want to move forward with new ideas and new impulses, okay, that you've just seen the slither of the moon. Also, you might be aware, you know, some religions, cultures, they go from right to left instead of from left to right, and the moon gathers light in the same place. If you look at the moon, you'll see the natural rhythm of the moon is to gather light, moving from right to left. So now we have the crescent phase of the moon. So if you're born under that particular phase, then you have a tendency to be motivated and move forward with new ideas and impulses. And so you may find that you're so bored at this particular job or this particular involvement, because it's not bringing you anything new. It's not. You might even have a child. You're trying to figure out why he or she is always, you know, inspired and turned on by new projects. That's because that's how they're wired. So then, and So you find as you separate from the old way of being, the crescent moon, when it's your whole new cycle, you feel charged. The one of the major problems in today's world is that we are not in tune with our natural energy pattern, and so we're frustrated. I was thinking today how rampant the whole drug scene is across the planet, particularly someone was talking about that this morning, and that's also because of the stagnation that people are dealing with in their personal lives. Not an excuse, but part of a reason, because we're not able to express our natural energy patterns, and so we're psychically constipated. The Gibbous moon, the moon is waxing, and the moon is halfway between the quarter moon and full moon. So if you're born during that particular phase of the moon, and that seasonal cycle is Bethany, okay? In the seasonal cycle, we are, the key word for that is growth. Interesting. Growth. And so we find ourselves, that's associated with May Day and perfection. If you know anything about the Lord Buddha, May was one of the, during the month of May is when we celebrate, or the Buddha's illumination rather is celebrating, which represents really the maturation of our spiritual impulse, not full maturation, but enlightenment during that particular phase. The full moon, of course, represents, we'll move into that, okay? So here we are now. We're in the divorce moon. So when you move from that moon, so if you're born during that phase, so then you move into the next phase. And the next phase of the moon is, of course, the full moon. So if you or your child or your spouse or significant other is born in the full moon, then the full moon relates, of course, to the summer solstice, which you're moving past the time of maximum light in the cycle of the seasons. And so during this phase, you become very aware of the effect of your work on others. And you're operating out of a mode of visible clarity. And people that have the full moon in their chart strong, born during the full moon, they really enjoy bringing things to a completion and get what we call an emotional climax when they do that. We also want to remember that the phase of the moon that we're born in has a tremendous influence on how we express ourselves emotionally and just how we get emotional fulfillment. And so we're hoping in 2012 that many of us will begin to see the importance of tuning ourselves into the phases, the lunar phases, the whole astrological makeup. You're listening to Signs and Seasons with Minister Gabriel Amlak on this Monday afternoon as we move through the constellation of the Cancer. Remember now, we as a planetary family are bombarded each month by the energy, the constellation that's in the background of this sign that we're moving through. And so it behooves us as highly beneficial to us to focus on our personal growth during that particular phase that we're passing through. And today, those of you who just tuned in, we're talking about the eight phases of the moon, the moon phases and personality types, and of course you better tune back in. Those who would like to call in, you better tune in and go into our archives. I'd like to call in at the end of the program, near the end of the program, we are open for astronomeric profiles. The number to call is 760-569-7676. And the access code is 534-355. And we'll give it out again, so keep your pencil handy. The phone number of the landline, 530. Calling to the station, 530-327-7602. Line one. We're going to talk to you later on about the our books coming up now. We're going to give you more information on those. Sister Samara will share that with us also. And remind you that Adama Speaks, one of our colleagues, is on Wednesdays at 5 p.m. We'll cover that more. So here we go. So now we have the disseminating moon. If you are a person who has been born during the disseminating moon, the disseminating moon is when the moon is waning. The moon is losing light. And it would be a good time to, this planning cycle corresponds to the first appearance of the fruits of that particular plant. In the seasonal cycle, there's a symbolic correspondence to I want to get a simpler word for it than what is generally given out. And so the disseminated moon is the harvest festival. It's about sharing. Harvest festival. And sometimes people born during this phase are so much into harvesting that they may violate the boundaries of the growth cycle. And so, yeah, in other words, don't dig it up before it's grown. I see some people before the plant's even grown, they're pulling out the grass. Are we there? No, we're not there yet. And so that's the harvest festival, sharing. If you're born during this disseminating moon, and it's a wonderful thing to be able to remember, to list when your child is born, or go back and find out. So you'll be able to really, really work with that child in a more significant, constructive way. So that's the disseminating moon. And now at 5:22 here on the West Coast, we move from the disseminating moon, we move into the last quarter moon. The last quarter, as we are moving to the last quarter of our presentation here, of my presentation here. The last quarter moon is waning and square the sun, meaning that it's waning, meaning that it is 90 degrees, the moon is 90 degrees from the sun. And so that's a good time, though, for us to work on tearing down. It represents the beginning of the end of a cycle. How do we use that psychologically? We can use that psychologic to look into our relationship with whoever, our family members, our significant others, what with ourselves, what psychologically do we need to tear down, remove from the structure. During this phase, we should be an example of the tearing down of the old structure to prepare the way for the new ones. For example, okay, we're coming out of Gemini, I think. What intellectual structure did we really need to let go of at the end of the Gemini cycle? Because we're in the last phase of that cycle, we're just coming out of the full moon phase a while back, maybe a week or 10 days ago. And so the thing we want to do now then, in the last quarter, let's say, of the cycle, is to begin to prepare the seeds. In other words, the remaining parts of a plant go back, wither and die, and go back into the ground. While what's left of the fruit begins to prepare its seeds for planting. So in this seasonal rotation, this phase corresponds to what we could consider the fall equinox. And as you listen to the tapes more, you'll become more clear. And so during the last quarter, it's then the fall equinox, decline. And that's so very important in terms of emotional well-being, because we're carrying emotional debris for years and years and years. And so most of us, I would dare say, are suffering from some kind of psychological constipation. We need things that need to be let go of. And so this is the perfect time as we move into Cancer to begin to work on that. So now the last phase, as we're moving to, is the balsamic moon. pardon me. And in the balsamic mood, mood also, pun intended, the moon is waning and halfway between the last quarter and the new moon. So in this planting cycle, this is the time of the maturation of the seed while the rest of the plant dies away. All the energy of the plant becomes concentrated in the seed, preparing for the next cycle. So how can we use the intellectual residue for the thoughts that we put together last month that have served their purpose and exposed us to new vistas, new ideas, new concepts? What we generally don't have in a family is we don't have a mission statement. The mission statement should be focused on growth for the entire family. If we have a plant, for example, a corporation, for example, everyone in the plant is doing something that is related to the ultimate goal of the mission statement of the organization. And so, idealistically, each family should have an objective that complements the potential, the growth of each person in the family. Most relationships, one-on-one, should have a mission statement. And that's why most are not working, unfortunately. And so what we want to do then is begin to look at, okay, what in our family unit, our relationship unit, should we be working on this month? What part needs to die away? We're sharing the knowledge that we've distilled from the experience of the past in an effort now to bring that encapsulated essence into a new form, a new sense of mission, in helping us to prepare the way for something new, novel to emerge. So we're going to strike out on our own in terms of each one of us what our unique contribution is, but we still want to see how it relates to the whole. And so here we are at 527 here in sunny California, and we're glad you tuned in. We're going to take a break in about 3 minutes and bring Sister Samara on. She's going to talk about the metaphysics of healing. And so the last thing is the void, of course. You see, every month, every other day, rather, the moon is moving from one phase to from one sign to the next. So as it moved from one sign to the next, it represents a period of time, lasts about a day or so, when the course of events is more difficult and arrangements need to be subject to these changes. And that's because the moon and its magnetic force is the energy that allows for cohesion and bonding. And when we in the moon void, we whatever project we're actually initiating doesn't have the magnetic force to glue it together. And so get an astrology book, go online, find out about VC void, moon void course, or once again, if you consult our program, we'll get the number out now, 404-441-7248. We'll give it out once again at the end of the program. Sister Samara will also remind us of that. And you'll be able to call in and get your astrological chart done. And so you will be able to be more clear on the cycle, the signs, and seasons of your particular existence. And so once again, during the period called the moon is void, of course, during that part of the day or the week, it's void. And so then the moon is wandering, it hasn't connected, so whatever you're trying to do doesn't have that magnetic force. And so I would like to encourage you over and over again, get an astrological understanding of what your energy field is going through. By doing so, you get clarity on what seed should be planted when. It's amazing. It's sad to see how many things go awry and do not take off right because we're not planting in the right season, because we somehow have been convinced to disassociate and disconnect ourselves with the universe in which we live and move and have our being. And this is serious. So whether you get me to do it, learn how to do it yourself, Sister Samar to work with us on it, someone totally somewhere, we need to be more conscious of the signs and seasons and cycles in our everyday existence. So we are going to take a break here, short minute, whatever that is, right? A minute. And we're going to be back. Sister Samar is going to talk to us about the metaphysics, the underlying principles and laws that help us to regain and sustain our health. Doug, are you there? Doug is going to take us to our break. And we are back. This is Minister Gabriel M. Like you're tuned into Signs and Seasons on BS Radio. We're going to ask Sister Samar to take us through the metaphysics of healing and deepen our understanding of that aspect. Once again, hi, Sister Samara.
Hi, Minister Amalek. How are you?
I'm fine, and I know you are. And what you're bringing to us today is going to take us where in our understanding?
Well, as you mentioned, unresolved feelings often manifest in our physical body as disease, illnesses, symptoms of discomfort. So I am going to address for a few minutes some of those issues, the metaphysics of healing. Mm-hmm. And from there, so unresolved feelings, and the moon represents our feelings on this planet. The other significant light, you got the daytime light, the sun, and the nighttime light, the moon. And how does our unresolved feelings manifest in our bodies? As we know, the last place that our beliefs or unresolved feelings show up is in our physical body. That is manifestation. It takes form. If we've got a positive belief, it will also take form, and negative beliefs take forms. I'm addressing negative beliefs because I would love to have us all be healthy. We're all here to transcend our limitations and satisfy our desires, whatever they are. And I was listening to what I heard on KPFK, that the last disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda, autobiography of a yogi and the founder of Self-Realization Fellowship, he said, until we have satisfied every single one of our desires, whether it's our taste for coffee or chocolate, we will keep reincarnating until we've satisfied every single desire and there are no more desires left to be satisfied. So whatever our limitations are and whatever our desires are, we're here to satisfy them. We are here to recognize our own magnificence and divinity, no matter what we have been told. So if you've been told that you're not this or you're not that or you can't do this or that, you are totally and completely magnificent and divine. And I'm here to share information that will assist myself as well as you to be that. We all have our negative beliefs to overcome. And I have my negative beliefs to overcome as well. I've had to dealt with some issues that have showed up in my body. And I'm still working with it and very happy to have resolved many, many, many of my disease potential form and beliefs. So some of the metaphysical symptoms, multi-billion dollar industries are built on this, on these diseases, their illnesses. And for women who suffer from PMS, metaphysically, it's thought to be rising from allowing confusion to reign. given power to outside influences, rejections of the feminine processes. So an affirmation that can help is, I now take charge of my mind and my life. I am a powerful, dynamic woman. Every part of my body functions perfectly. I love me. Very, very, very common issue, high cholesterol. These are some of the issues that I have been asked to address, so I just take four of these and address them today. Cholesterol, metaphysically, it's thought from rising from clogging the channels of joy, fear of accepting joy. I mean, why is it that some people can eat anything and they don't have this issue and others do? So I guess we have a propensity for certain disease in our genetics, but it might be because we've incarnated into a family that has the propensity for clogging the channels of joy. They're not very joyful. So we come to master, being joyful. So what is the affirmation? I choose to love life. My channels of joy are wide open. It is safe to receive. And heartburn. Heartburn represents, we know the heart chakra represents love. So heartburn represents fear, fear, fear. The opposite of love is not hate, it's fear. False evidence appearing real. The affirmation, I breathe freely and fully. I am safe. I trust the process of life. Prostate, many men have got this issue, and the prostate represents the masculine principle. So if we're not in harmony with our masculine principle, our masculine side, the affirmation is, I accept and rejoice in my masculinity. For all my brothers out there, all you men, I accept and rejoice in my masculinity. And if there are prostate problems specifically, it represents mental fears weaken the masculinity. So whatever we've got going on in our minds that are weakening your masculine power, such as giving up, you feel like giving up, or the thoughts may run through your head when things are not going right, you're not getting what you want, I just feel like giving up. Sexual pressure and guilt, a belief in aging, these all contribute to prostate problems as well as there are others. Other issues. I'm speaking in generalities. The affirmation, I love and approve of myself. I accept my own power. I am forever young in spirit. So these are four dis-ease, discomfort, disharmony in our bodies that manifests based from negative thinking. And I share the affirmation. If you've got some other issues going on that you'd like to know, what is the metaphysical dis-ease thought process behind the symptoms that are showing up or just trying to show up in my physical temple body? And what affirmations can I say to begin to recondition my mind and speak to those cells so that they can run a different program to download a different software from the cellular level so your body will begin to respond differently? Give me a call, email, and I'm more than happy to assist you, or just let us know and we will discuss it on the show next time. In addition to the metaphysics of healing, I would like to begin and touch upon the spiritual laws of success, the spiritual laws of success. And the first one I'd like to address today, my focus is on dealing with addressing and discussing all kinds of issues that affects our health, financial health, emotional, relationships, just anything that you can think of, we will touch upon it at some point on our show. The first law is the law of pure potentiality, and this is how do you succeed? Succeed in relationships, in your business. We're all worried about, many of us are concerned with economy and maybe not having enough money or finding what is the right thing for us to do in our lives. How do we make things better? How do we prepare for this golden age, for the times that we're in? How do we get our minds aligned with positive thinking? How do we understand what the laws are that governs this planet, this universe, and how to use them so we can change our reality and begin to manifest the things that we would like to see in our lives and on the planet? So the law of pure potentiality. The source of all creation is pure consciousness. Pure potentiality, seeking expression from the unmanifest to the manifest. So from the unseen to the seen, from above to here, right here on this earth, pulling down that which you desire, right here where you are in your world, in your universe, you have that potential, your pure potential. And when we realize that our true self is one of pure potentiality, we align with the power that manifests everything in the universe. I'll keep saying the same thing over and over, creating the image and likeness and of the Creator. And the Creator perfectly designed the universe for us. We spoke about the moon and the phases, and we know how it influences our body, the ocean. And we know that we cannot survive on the planet without the sun, the moon, the water, the fruits, and everything, the air that we breathe, everything that grows here. So that came from pure potential, and that is the process that we use to manifest. We can manifest anything we want. We haven't realized that ability yet to its full potential. In the beginning, there was neither existence nor non-existence. All this world was unmanifest energy. The one breath without breath, by its own power, nothing else was here. The first spiritual law of success is the law of pure potentiality. This law is based on the fact that we are, in our essential state, pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is pure potential. It is the field of all possibilities and infinite creativity. That means that we are unlimited. Anything that you can imagine, that you can think of, you can manifest, you can create, you can attract, but we need to know how to do that. How do we do that? How do we imagine and then create that fantastic dream desire that's going around in our mind? Many of us think it's impossible. It's impossible because we believe we're not able to do that. Somebody else can, but not me. Well, that's not true. That's actually an outright misinformation, lie, deception. We can manifest anything that we want, good or bad. The energy is neutral. So right now I'm discussing manifesting something good. So we'll go further next week into the law of pure potential and how we can access our infinite creativity and manifest the things that we would like to see, our magnificence and our divinity. Because when we are living our magnificence and our divinity, things just happen magically. They happen automatically around us. I know we've experienced those moments. Sometimes everything's just right, and everything goes good on that day. So we'll discuss more the metaphysics of healing and the spiritual laws of success. So that's my sharing for today.
That was wonderful as usual, and it's good that we don't necessarily know, you know, consciously what the other person is preparing, because then it makes it even more interesting. You actually answered the question for me, because I was going to ask you, what did you think varicose veins came from, you know? And I was thinking about it being clutter, you know, and people holding things inside. Does that sound jamming up the channels?
Well, you know, it's the vein is the channel through which our vital essence, our blood, runs. So I can look that up and give you an answer if you give me, for all the different things that happen, I don't have everything off the top of my head.
Yeah, I thought so, because I knew a lady up in Tahoe, you know, when I was visiting up there. She said, oh, my goodness, there's innumerable veins, you know, and when I compared the varicose, you know, when I compared the personality with all the damaged emotions, I said that might be part of it too.
Well, here it says, standing in a situation you hate, discouragement, feeling overworked and overburdened. And we do know that if you stand a lot on your feet, sometimes the veins will begin to show. Mm-hmm. And the affirmation, standing in a situation of hate or dislike and discouragement, feeling overworked and overburdened, mm-hmm. and the affirmation is, I stand in truth and live and move in joy. Mm-hmm. I love life and I circulate freely. So our circulation is mm-hmm. being affected. I circulate freely. And so then the person could look at what is it that they're not circulating. You know, mm-hmm. are they being... So you get where I'm going with that.
Yes. Like I said, I was thinking that it was emotionally connected. So yeah, that's a very good. But that whole subject that you covered today. So I want to thank you once again for that. We have 5 minutes here. I want to sort of capitalize. Sister Smart, you had wanted to. We'll save the last 2 minutes for the books. Okay. Mm-hmm. So today we talked to you about the global lesson for cancer. We're going to be taking it through the month of cancer of July, and there with how we can begin to get a deeper understanding of our feelings, what phases, what moon phase we are under as a personality type, and how we can begin to tune ourselves in with the cosmos, because that with the energy field in which we live and move and have our being. Because that is really, really a major problem that we have. We somehow have been convinced that we're not connected, and we are connected to every... So one scientist said a butterfly that flaps his wings, you've heard probably, in America, the impact of it is felt in China.
Everything she has tsunami.
Ma'am?
It can start a tsunami, so they say. Maybe that's what happened to Japan.
I didn't hear you.
I said, yes, maybe a butterfly flapped its wings here in the U.S. and the tsunami happened in Japan.
Okay, that you're saying that's how powerful the impact is?
Well, that's what they say.
Okay, got you. And so we're all connected.
The butterfly effect.
Okay. So we're all connected. And Brother Myro told me about a brother has a book out on the string effect that I want to really get more into. So yes, folks, so we are focusing this month on how we can, you know, follow the dots in terms of make the connection between us and the environment in which we live and move and have our being. I'm happy to announce that Sister Adama's program, Adama Speaks, is on Wednesday once again at 5 p.m. She's a veteran holistic practitioner, so you definitely want to tune into her program. We have a couple of minutes to talk about the mention real quickly, the book, Sister Samara.
Yes, I would like to support what you said. Just brief, real quickly, about feelings and cancer season and what we're speaking about, the metaphysics of healing, letting go of those feelings. Cancers tend to hold on to those feelings. So what I'm discussing is finding those feelings that you've been holding on to for years and years, someone you haven't forgiven, and then letting go through forgiveness. The book, The Superior Aspects of Women, A Tribute to Feminine Nobility. We are looking for people to assist us in selling, and you get to have a source of income if you're concerned about how can I make extra money. Well, we're willing to share our profit with you. So contact Minister Amlak or myself if you're interested in a source of income.
And the books are ready to, the book is finally, it's ready, it's in the second publication, it's revised, edited, and compiled by Sister Samara and myself. Really, really powerful book on the superior aspects of women. It's an anthology. Okay, we also have the other book that is available for you, the African American's Role in America's Spiritual Destiny, which covers really everyone here, all ethnic groups, and how the contribution will bring about the spiritual resurrection of America. We want you to ask friends of yours, relatives of yourself, if they're interested in having one more people to call in at the end of the program to begin to get profiles to demonstrate for yourself how the astrological profile, how the science of astrology can help you. And so perhaps for next week, you might be able to get some friends and relatives and associates who actually want to get more clarity on what their astrological energies are, and particularly here in 2012. Begin to also encourage people to go into the archives and hear the different programs. And you also may want to have your own program or know someone that is anxious, who would like to do the same thing as Sister Samara and I are doing and the other programmers on BBS Radio. It's an excellent medium to get a message out to the global family. So be sure to send people. You can tell them that you call in to Signs and Seasons and call Sister Samara or myself, and we will tell you how to get hooked up with the program. Or you can call BBS Radio and just tell them that you heard about it on Signs and Seasons. Sister Samara, thank you again. It's 5:55.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. See you next
week.
Yes,
and Brother Doug and Don, thank you for making this program possible. So until next week, stay tuned in to BBS Radio, and, of course, stay tuned in to yourself. 4th of July coming up, we're going to be sending a special, we have a special program on for that next week also. God bless you. Take care. Be well.